Starting at the top of Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara has been discussing the din of Hilach. Now we have a machlokis between Rabbi Chiya, which is the Chiya Batraita, and Rabbi Sheshes, whether Hilach is Patur or whether Hilach is Chaya. Now the Gemara is going to say, Ulaman Damar Hilach Patur, according to one who says that Hilach is Patur, and then Amai Istrach Kradim will say Karka Mishvua. If Hilach itself is poter you mishbu'a, meaning that once you said Hilach, you've basically narrowed down the case or made it into a situation where you would not be chayav shbu'a, then what do I need
in the case
it eliminates the motive of mikzat. So therefore, what do I need a pasuk to specifically exclude karka ot mishbu'a? Why? Because we learned this yesterday. It's hakol karka Hilach. That automatically all real property is considered to be Hilach. If it's considered to be Hilach, then you're never going to come up to a case of Modim Mikzas by Karka. If that's the case, then why do I have a specific Pasuk? Truthfully, it's not even a Pasuk, because it's really a Klalu Pratu Klal. But what do I need a Klalu Pratu Klal to teach me about Karka? So I'm going to call Yitzvik, I need this. Why do I need it? Eicha the Chavar Baborot Sichim Umearot. Shichim Umearot. And it's the days where he dug in the Borot, the Shichim and Arot. In that instance, he's mekalkel the karka. If he's mekalkel the karka, then he can't say Hilach. Take it back, because it's not the same karka that he took or he stole from before. So since he did some damage to the karka, he's unable to say Hilach, here it is. Take it back, because it's not here it is.
That's the damage. That's what Rashi says. That he detracted
from the value or somehow made it less relevant to the one who wants to bet. Inam, and the other possibility is, Eichu detanu kelim v'karkaot. So now what happens if I have a case of modim mikzat that involves both kelim and the karkaot? Ode v'kelim. And he is admitting by the kelim, v'karkaot. And he denies by the karkaot. So there the Hilach doesn't apply, because Hilach says it's out of the karkaot, but there is the kfira is on the karkaot. So now you have kelim, which are not automatically Hilach. So now I have a case of modim v'mikzat. And Hilach is not going to help me over here, and I would technically have to take a Shavuah. Elaim Cain. I have a specific puzzle that excludes me from Karkos. That by Karkos there is no Shavuah. And therefore there are instances where Hilach will not apply. And still we'll need the Klal Pratu Klal to teach me that don't take a Shavuah Modim Mikzat by Karkos. So the two instances are, one is where you've done damage to the Karkos and you can't say Hilach. Second instance is where the Karkos is the Kfira, and not the Hodah part of it. The kfira, not the hodah part of it, then you can't say Hilach, because Hilach is on the kelim side. And if I need a pasuk to really tell me no shvuah when it comes to kfira karka. Tashma, the Tani Rami Barchamu, arba shomrim tzuchim kfira b'miktat v'hodah b'miktat. So we had this actually in the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Kuv Zayin. There Rashi points out that this Tana argues on the one who believes Eruv Parshiyot. He argues on the one who believes that he who's there. The parsha Modim Mikzat is limited to a concept or a case where it's in Ketiv Talveh Atami, a case where it's not to do with the Shomrim, but to do with lending, right? Whereas this Tani Rama Rukama believes that when it says Kiuzet in parsha Shomer Chinam, it means that it applies to Shomrim. That Shomrim, in order to be Chayav Shavuah, have to have a Modim Mikzat. So this Tani Rama Rukama, Arba Shomrim, Tzrichim Tfirah B'Mikzat, V'Hodah B'Mikzat. In order to be chayav a shvuah, the shomrim have to be modev mikzat. Shomer chinam, v'hashoel, nusei tzachar v'tzocher. These four. Now what's the order? Those who said it's not the order of sukim. The order of sukim is shomer chinam, then what? Shomer tzachar, then shoel. Tzocher is not found in the pasuk, or the tzocher is at the end there, but it doesn't define it, and that fits into one of two categories, shomer chinam and shomer tzachar. So why is the order of this braisa in such a manner? One, because Shomer Chinam is patur mi'akol, except for Pshia. Shoel is chayav mi'akol, except for Meita Machmat Melacha. So I have the two extremes, it lays out. And then it lays out, Nosei Tzachar V'Tzocher, which are the in-between. That's what Tosa suggests over here. So even though it didn't use the order of Sukkim, it lays it out in a logical order of the bookends, which are Shomer Chinam and Shuel, and then it lists Tzocher and Shomer Tzachar, which land somewhere in between them. Alright, Eichi Dami, what is the case over here? Lav, the Amar, the Hilach. It's a case that he must have said Hilach. So that's how we have, and nevertheless we say, Chayav in the Shua. He has the Pikadon here. But I gave the Pikadon, right, it's very likely that he said Halach because it's here. He doesn't have any reason not to say Halach with it. If here, take it back. So if he gave the Modiv Miktat with Halach, and yet we say Chayav in Shua. He says, well, Darmalei, no, this is the case. Gimel Paros, Mitzar Tilucho. The guy claims that I gave over for you to watch three, right, cows. Umeitu kulu bipshia. And you did not take care of them. You didn't watch them properly. And they're all dead now because of your pshia. So now, what is the response of the Shomer? You. Chada lo yedvrim yalom. On one of these parim, I never saw it. He only gave me two. He didn't give me three. Bechada meita beonis. One of them was an onis. So that you are, right, claim that the Shabbat is Shomerim. Bechada meita bipshia. And one of them died with pshia. So that's my motive to make that. So I have a kfira. I have a onis. And I have a hodah. So the kfira and the hodah generate the shvat mitzvah mitzvah, and that allows me also to take the shva of shvat ones, which is shvat shomrim. So I have both shva, I have mitzvah mitzvah and the shvat shomrim here. The imbiune the shlumi lecha, the lav helachu. And he says, in that last one, I have one that died by pshia. He says, I can't say helach because the animal is dead. Right? So if the animal is dead, we can't say helach. So therefore he says, I have it and I owe it to you, but it doesn't say helach. So in that case, I have Modi Miksad, Shvat Shomrim, no helach, and I still say Chayav, and that's not going to be a proof against the Mandomar that helach is Patur against Rav Sheshit. Alright, Tashma. The Tani Abu Rabbi Toriki. So, Abu Rabbi Toriki is Rabbi Chia Kamaita. Again, remember before we had two Rabbi Chiyas. Rachia Kamaita says that when Edim come and make you chayav half, it's equivalent to Modi Miksad, and you chayav to take a Shavu'af. And the Rachia Batraisa says when there's Helach, by Modi Miksad, you still chayav a Shavu'af. So this is Rachia Kamaita, which is saying when Edim come and testify that you owe 50%, even though you were Kofir Bakal, you have to take a Shavu'af, Modi Miksad. So, Maneli Biyadach, Olo Marinach Biyadikum, Edim Edim Otoshesh Biyadok Chamishim. Right, he says, you owe me 100. He says, I don't want to use anything. Adam comes and says, you owe me 50. Yocho yishava alashar. Think here that he would take a shavua on the rest. So what is this brisa that we're bringing over here? Tamar lomar kol aveda. Asher yomar ki huzet. Ohudati v'tamichayvo v'yatamichayvo adat edim. That only by self-admission, by modeh v'miksat, which you bechayv a shavua, not by adat edim. So this goes against Rav Chia Kamaita. We have a bright here that goes against Rav Chia Kamaita. It says, Matnita Karami, so later Rav Chia. You're asking for my bright on Rav Chia? Rav Chia Tana, who pull him? Rav Chia is a Tana. He's an author of the majority of the brightos, or he's Mitzadeh of the brightos. So what are you asking a bright on Rav Chia? Rav Chia can argue. That's not a problem. That's just a alternative Tana. And he's a Tana, so we don't have any issue with that. Karoka Amar. What do you mean? He has a pasuk. It's not just that, right? It's not just that we have a brisa. He has a pasuk that he's goresh, and if that pasuk is goresh, then what does Rabbi Chiya do with that drasha? Where it says, "Ha'ud modeh miksat tana." It says that I need that to teach you that modeh v'miksat pays. I mean, that takes the shavua. That's exactly what it comes to teach us. It doesn't give the teachers exclusively modeh, but it comes to teach me at least that modeh miksat does have to take a shavua. So it says, Avua, Deraftariki, Amalcha, Tiv Hu, Uf Tiv Zeh. Like it says, Ki Hu Zeh. So Hu and Zeh, each one of them is a meal. So that's the case. Chad the Modem Miktat the Tana. One comes to teach you the Chiyuv by Modem Miktat. Chad Adat Edim the Patur. So one comes to teach you that Modem Miktat is Chayab Bishvua. The other comes to teach you Modem Miktat exclusively, and not Adat Edim. That's Patur. So what's Rabbi Chiya going to do with the two psukim now? He has Ki Hu and Zeh. What are you going to do? Chad the modem miksat atana. Once the teacher, like Shaul was saying, you need one plus the teacher modem miksat itself. Chad the modem minatana. This is a principle we're not going to really deal with over here, but to do with the shvuot. Let's see that later on when we get the shvuot, which is that there's a machlokas atanaim, whether you have to be modem miksat atana. And for instance, do apples and oranges work here? Do you have to, when the claimant comes and says you owe me 100 apples, you have to say 50 apples? Or if the claimant comes and says you owe me 100 apples and you say I owe you 50 oranges, is that sufficient to be considered modeh v'miksat? Do you need the hoda'ah to be the same mean as the tana as the claim? So he says, that's what the Pasuk teaches me, that modeh, here are two specific milutim, one's from the ma'et, One is to, I'm sorry, I'm Yehudim, but two specific psukim that come to teach me something. One comes to teach me Modeh Miksat takes the Shvuah. The second teaches me that Modeh Miksat is only in a case where the Modeh or Hoda'ah is a Mimin Hatana. Now, what does the Abua Derav Aftariki say about that? He needs the Pasuk for that also. So he says, Ah, Modeh Mimin Hatana Letlay. He does not hold of Modeh Mimin Hatana. He doesn't hold of that position. If he doesn't hold that position, he can use the two sukkim, the two extraneous words, or the two limudim here to teach me. One is modem and miksat is chayav b'shvua, and the second one is modem and miksat and not hadat eidim. And then the Gemara says here, although the Gemara is not goresed here, but the Gemara continues, v'savar lak Rabbi Gamliel. He holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the other Tana in Shavuot that says that you don't need mimin Tana. It's not Tano chitim odele b'serim. The case where I make the claim in Chitim, in Modeh B'Torim, Fatur. The Tanakam and the Rabbanan believe he is Fatur because there is no, right, there is no Miminatana, whereas Rabbi Gamliel says, Chayav. Because it's Chayav, you don't need Miminatana. So this Abua, the Rabbi of Tariki, is going to hold like Rabbi Gamliel. But the fact that Gemara went this way is actually a strong benefit to Rabbi Chia in terms of Pesach Halacha. The fact that Gemara now set up as Rav Chiya Kamaita, like the Rabbanon in Shavuot, and the father of Rabbi Aftariki, like Rabbi Gamliel, that indicates that Rav Chiya Kamaita, we paskin like Rav Chiya Kamaita. That's what Tosfos says over here. Sounds like we paskin, the halacha is like Rav Chiya, because of the fact that they set it up according to the Rabbanon. Okay, now, the Gemara continues, Hal Ra'aya, Davu Matrele Koyoma Chayusa B'tzadeh. This guy, this Boaz, right, this shepherd that they used to give every day, or this individual used to give every day with him animals, with Edim. Yom Echad, Matrulei Belozadeh, he made the mistake one day of giving to him without Edim. So, Amalolo, he was very mild, huh? Sure, you know, behold, one day he doesn't give without Edim, he denies that he ever got the animals. So you know why he was giving to them, him to him with him Edim until this point. So now, what happens? After Saturday, all of a sudden Edim show up. He's obeyed, I'll call Tartem Minayim. Gemara said, he ate two of them. So it can't be Lo Yud Bar Mi'olam, because what's he doing with these behemoth? And obviously, there's a problem here. So I'm Rav Zeira, Im Itol the Rav Chir Kamaita. So if we hold the Rav Chir Kamaita, Mishtaba Asharo. If we hold the Rav Chir Kamaita, then we basically have Modem Miklat Ayidei Hadat Edim. Right? Because, by definition, if he ate them, right, then he also had them, his modernos. If his modernos, then can I take a shvuah on the remainder? That's the quid of a modern mitzvah. So my rabbi, ita mishtabo. What do you mean? If we have a kid, he's going to take a shvuah. Ha gazlan hu. Meaning, not only is he modern and mitzvah, but he's also a gazlan. And a gazlan is pasul b'shvuah. So what do you mean you're going to impose the shvuah on him? You're going to believe him? Already he's a gazlan, he stole his stuff, we know he ate it, he denied the whole thing, and now we're gonna make him take a shvu'ah with regards to that? Sitaramalay, shekinegdo kamina. I mean, shekinegdo. It's a principle in shvu'ah, that if a person's unable to take a shvu'ah, he flips the shvu'ah to the counterparty. Right, so he flips the shvu'ah to the counterparty and say him, take the shvu'ah and take it. Nishba, right. Nishba v'notel. Apopi nishba midoraisa. It's nishba, right, v'niftar. Unless we flip it, midorabanan, we flip it to the other party, say nishba v'notel. And he goes ahead and he has to take the shvua. Now, Tosla says, why do you have to say that? Tosla is actually Tosla that belongs in shvua. It doesn't really belong here. Killing a shot to ask that. Or give Eger, ask what's the shvua. This is Tosla doing. It really is a sugya in, it's a mishnah mafreshet. In Shavuot, why did he ask the question on it? But does that, why? Why do you have to do that? It says, why when it's Shnei Gdol Kamina, why don't we just say, Chashuda Shavuot, if you can't take the Shavuot, pay! I mean, that's the din. I mean, the din, if both of them are Chashuda Shavuot, then we see it was Mutal 11, then he pays. So now, why don't we just say that up front? You can't take a Shavuot, you pay. So what's the problem? Problem is then, if everybody knows this guy can't take a Shavuot, what are they going to do? Everybody's going to bring claims against him. Everybody's gonna, they can make up all the claims in the world, they're gonna come and bring against him, and he can't take a shvuah to be putter himself. He can't take a shvuah to be putter himself, he's always gonna be chayav mamon. So because of that, we put the shvuah on the claimant. Because otherwise the person will be put in a horrible position, precarious position, where he can't ever protect himself in the din. Because if he can never take a shvuah because he's a gazlan. But if he don't impose a shvuah on the tobeah, then the Tovim are going to show up and say, no problem. Well, keep making claims against this guy and keep taking money from him. So we force him to take a Shavua at least to remove the remove that suspicion of that problem. Hashtanami, the letter of Rabchia. So that's what it says. Oh, wait a minute. So now, why do you need to have Rabchia Kamaita? Even if you didn't have Rabchia Kamaita, Nechaibim means Rab Nachman. That's mean Nechaibim from Rab Nachman. That's not. Manali Biyadecha, Nechabi Yadi Patur. Right? The person is Kofer Bakol. What's the name by Kofer Bakol? Patur. Ram Rab Nachman. Mashvin Odo, Shvat Hasid. He has to take a Shvat Hasid. What's a Shvat Hasid? Shvat Hasid is a Shvat Rabbanan that is introduced for people who are deniers or Kofer Bakol. Why? Why did Rab Nachman introduce it? Because the original, like as Tosfos says, the original idea was that a person, we had a migo, that what a person is not mechutza, person is not me'izpanav, to deny the fact that somebody lent him money entirely. So therefore he's patur by kofar kol. Actually, that's, as Rashi says, that he's patur by kofar kol. Then I want to say, mode mechutza, there should be a migo. I could have denied the whole thing, and I did deny the whole thing, so therefore I'm admitting half. That rabbi comes along and says there is no migo over there. But yet, what is the concept? The concept is that a person will never be kofer bakol because enumay is panav. But what happened was that people started to realize that if they were denying the whole thing, then they end up without the shvua and there'd be a much better position than being modem miksat. So it's better to be meiz panav and do it, or people became yoter, right? Azut panim was mitgaber, and therefore they were willing to take it. So Nachman as a Dayan realized what was happening here. People were all being doing kofar bakol, so they didn't have to take a shvua. So he imposed the shvua tetzit. As Rashi says over here, what's tetzit? Shvua sheitzitu chachamim lekach. A shvua lahetzit. Lahetzit is to push one, someone, convince someone to do something, push them in a certain direction. Right? So there over there, tzitu chachamim lekach. Chachamim pushed him to take the shvua. Lahetzito lodot. In order to convince him to admit that he's wrong, and say that I'm not willing to do that. So to Rav Nachman Takanti. So wait a minute. Rav Nachman is a Takana. If Rav Nachman is a Din de Rabbanan, then Takanta the Takanta lo Avdinon. Then you can't have a, right, a Takana the Takana. So over here, what do you want to suggest over here? We have a Rayu, who's a Gazlan. You want to impose a Shavua on him. So sure, let's impose a Shavua on him of Modem Miksat. That's a Shavua de Oraita. Then I have a Shavua de Oraita going to a Chio, then I can flip it onto the other party to take the Shavua, because then I have a Doraita and I have a Takana de Rabbanan. But if I say the original Shavua is a Shavua de Rabbanan, right? So if you say the original Shavua is a Shavua de Rabbanan, which is obviously implying that Chio means that he's a Shavua de Oraita. If I say the original Shavua is a Shavua de Rabbanan, what does that mean? I'm talking about the Shavua Tetzit of Rav Nachman, then I can't flip it on the other party, because then I'm having basically, which is a Takana de Takana. We don't have a takana that's kana. So if Rav Nachman's the reason you're giving the shvua over here, I can't flip it on the other party, because then I have a takana lit takana. That won't work over here. I just point out also that in the psak of Rav Nachman over here, we said shvua tesed. Rashi pointed out earlier in the Gemara. Also, we pointed out over here. Also, pointed out over here that when we say shvua tesed for kofar bakol, it's also for any yodea. I mean, it's not simply kofar bakol and you have to take a shvua, but even if you say any yodea, you say any yodea, you have to take a shvua that you don't know. Take a shvua, say any yodea. Now, you obviously can't take a shvua that you don't know, and then you say shvua, say any yodea. Why? Because if you didn't impose the shvua that said didn't apply to any yodea, all that you would do is force all the claims in that direction. But what was happening with Nachman realized is the dayan was that people were always picking the direction that got them out of a shvua. So first we think mother mixed up, we say, no, rabbi takes care of that, we take a shvua over there. So now, number two, we thought kofar bakol. So we impose the shvua on the kofar bakol, so the people won't be kofar bakol to get out of shvua. They say that, and any yodea doesn't have a shvua, then all everybody will just say any yodea. Better say any yodea than kofar bakol, because they won't have a shvua. So no. As the Rashi says, if you take a shvua on kofar bakol, you're also going to take a shvua on any yodea. Rashi says it earlier in the Masech, the Tosfos says it over here, that Rav Nachman's shvua tetzit has broader implications, not just denial of kofar bakol, but also cases of any yodea. Now, Gemara says, "V'tipiklei davilei ro'eh." What do you mean? Why do you have to come to the position that he can't take the shvua here because he stole the animals? He's a ro'eh, and a ro'eh, I'm a reguda, some ro'eh pasul. We assume that ro'im are pasulim. Why is this?
Because the gazlanim.
Why are they gazlanim? Why are they ro'im gazlanim?
The animals.
Right, they feed their animals, right? The Zabrom and Lot, right? They go ahead and they graze their animals in other people's fields. So it says, Lokash Adidei Adalmo. That's his stuff, and that is in general. If you say this, Anan Chiyuta L'Roa Hechemasrina. How could we ever give our animals to a shepherd? Fatid, Lifnei Iver, Lo Titen Mifcho. You're setting him up to be over the Veira of Gezel. If we believe that he's gonna take your animals and graze them in other people's fields, how can we hand him our animals and allow him to do that? Lifnei Iver, Lo Titen Mifcho. Ela Chazaka in Adam Chote, Velo Lo. Right? So this is the principle that a person will not sin if it's not to his benefit. Meaning that over here, when it's his own animals, he'll graze them in other people's fields, he'll let them go because that's his own money, saving money. Over here, people are paying him, right, and to graze these animals. He's not going to take them and have him do a chet, be over Lo Tigzol, if it's not to his benefit, right? That's to the benefit, or accrues to the benefit of the owners of those behemoths. He can just walk a little further and put them out in hefker. So over there, he's not going to steal in order to do this. So for that reason, you can't just say Sanro es pasul de shvu'ah when he's watching your behemoth, because that he doesn't make him automatically into a gazlan, because these are your behemoth, not his behemoth. On the other hand, when we have Ezim show up and say he ate them, then he's a gazlan. If he's a gazlan, then he's pasul de shvu'ah. Right. Now we go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said Zeish Rashen lo pachot mechatsia. Right, so in the Mishnah, what's the Shavu'ah you take? We have the two guys holding onto the Talit. Each one of them takes the Shavu'ah that I have no less than half here. So Mar says, Al the Idle Mishtaba, or the Letle Mishtaba. The Mar doesn't take it as a given. Does he take a Shavu'ah, right, that I own half of it? Right, or that he takes the positive formulation of the Shavu'ah? Or did he take the negative formulation of the Shavu'ah, which is Al the Letle Mishtaba, I have no less than a half? So Ravuna. Right, so now, what's the problem of taking this in the negative formulation? The way our Mishnah is actually formulated, what does he say? He says, in our Mishnah, he says that I have no less than half. So no less than half can mean, if I had something in there, I have no less than half. That means that I have a quarter, or I had a third. Right, and therefore, when I had a quarter or a third, I argue that I have no less than a half. So that says that if I had a third or a quarter, I'm mine. But, if I have zero, if I formulate the Shavu'ah this way, if I had nothing there, am I lying? Right? I have no less than half. That means that I have to have something to have no less than half. But if I have zero, I have nothing, then I'm not lying. That's the way Rashi says it here, formulated in the negative formulation, you're going to run into a problem. Maybe he has nothing here. When he says I have no less than half, right, sorry, in lo kum. Right, he has nothing. So I mean, it is splitting hairs, but he can say, you know, he can say that meikir. You know, that's not maybe the gist or the ruach.
I don't understand. What is he saying? He's saying any ba pachot mechetzia.
In liba, I have nothing in it less than chetzia, which implies that I have ba. That's what actually says. Implies that I have something to it, and it's no less than a half. But he says in liba, I have nothing. So that's the way Rashi interprets it. I think it is splitting hairs.
What is it? It's not.
That's the way you can interpret the Shavu'ah. We're afraid here. People are going to interpret the Shavu'ah in a way that it makes them tell them the truth. So here, so what are we going to do? I'm Ravun that will say Dama Shavu'ah Yesh Liba Ben Liba Pachot Mechatzia. So I have to say two Shavu'ahs. One part of the Shavu'ah will say that I own something, at least something, and then I say I have no less than half in that. Gemara says, "What name is Shavuah Shekula Shali? Why doesn't he just stand up there and say Shavuah Shekula Shali? That's his claim. His claim is that it's all mine. Why doesn't he take a Shavuah like that?" So he says, "Umi Ravilan Lei Kula." The problem is that we can't respond to a Shavuah, which is that when he takes Shavuah Shekula Shali, Beis Din can't hand him the whole thing, and that'll be gum, or that'll make it look Beis Din will look bad because it makes it look like Beis Din took a Shavuah and Beis Din's not giving him the whole item. So that's the problem here.
We also answered that. I think previously we said that if both of them do a Shavuah,
that's only for bananas. That's only according to Bananas. Right. Tosin says it over here actually. B'nei Shavuah Shkoli, the Rabbanan to Bananas. Bananas says that we don't force the Shavuah Shab when both parties are going, one of them is going to be lying for sure. The Rabbanan don't worry about it. That's exactly what Tosin says here. This is according to Rabbanan to Bananas that we don't worry about taking a Shavuah Shab. Right. B'nei Shavuah Shechetzia Sheli. Just formulate it in the positive formulation. Meaning that we asked before, is it the positive formulation or the negative formulation? So why don't we just do that positive formulation and say, Shwa Shekhatsiyah Shali. Say, half of it is mine.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the problem? Marle the Dibure. His claim is a whole. If I take a Shwa of a half, I'm undermining my own Tana. I don't want to undermine my Tana. My Tana is a full. I don't want to take a Shwa that somehow limits my claim. So Mar says, Ashtanami, Marle the Dibure. What are you talking about? In our case, too. In the way we're formulated, according to Rav Huna, it's Shvoi Sheish Lipa. Vayim Lavi Pachot Mechatzia. He's also being Marale Dibura. Right? I have no less than a half. Why do I want to take a Shvoi that I have the whole thing here?
It's not that he says, I have only a half. He says, I don't have less than a half. It could be three quarters. It could be a whole. It could be...
Right, but he wants to take a Shvoi to uphold his position. He says,
but it's not Marale Dibura. It's not so fair. It's not so fair as Tana. He wants the shvuah to have the maximum effect. Right. So once you have the full thing, in fact, it's a nice solution.
But we're protecting Beis Din at his expense.
Right.
He wants to take a shvuah shekulish li. We're protecting Beis Din, right? But he wants to take it. He wants to uphold his position. So Mar says, okay, we have a way to solve that. No problem. Damar, Mar says, where's the shvuah shekulish li? He says, ulu divrechem shvuah sheyesh li ba ven li ba pachot mechatzia. He says, ulu divrechem. Right. No, still runs into a problem because then they can't pay it out. Beis Din can't pay him the whole thing. That's a problem from the Beis Din side.
Right. Once you took care of the Dibrachem, which divides him from Beis Din,
it's going to start a disaster. Yeah. First he's saying it's all mine, and he's saying half is mine.
The reason he doesn't say half is because it doesn't hurt himself. Maybe he's trying to say, once you tell him Dibrechem, why don't you go back to saying Chetzio Shalit?
Right.
Even if I'm telling Dibrechem, if I come up with a clear cut that's half,
right.
I'm hurting myself.
Right.
If I'm telling Dibrechem, and it's still a minimum, then at least I have to say, I'm not a liar. I leave the option up to the top.
Right. I agree. Right. It is. I should have mentioned it. Right. It also does say that over here. That's right. I mean, the end, that's what the Gemara is doing. Amar Kol Shalit says, it's all mine, Dibrechem, Shwa, only about pachot mechatzia. Mar says, "Bichame achach zet tofes v'omed v'zet tofes v'omed shvoa zulama." So if each one of them standing there holding onto it, why do we have a shvoa at all? You know, what are we going to end up with? We're not doing anything. We're not gaining anything. Anything by taking shvoa. I mean, v'ochan shvoa zut takanat chamimish oliyah kol achad v'achad olich v'tokay v'talito shel chaviro v'meir shaliyu. Right, this is right according to the chamim. What do you need this whole shvoa for? The whole shvoa is to prevent people from coming and making right willy. Nearly claims over here. Otherwise, we're going to have everybody get up here and make a claim, and then they're going to always end up. If you don't have to take a Shavuot, they never have to substantiate their claim, then there's an incentive for them to do something like this. Incentive to grab something and force the Chalukah versus the Shavuot. Right, so the Gemara says, V'neim amigo de chashid amamono chashid namay Shavuot. So now, we're suspecting him over here that he stole over here, because that's why we're forcing the Shavuot.
The whole
point of the Shavuot is that we assume that the claim is invalid. So the whole Shavuot is coming because we suspect him that he steals. Then why are we going to force him to take a Shavuot? Because we know, what?
Isn't that
every Shavuot? Chashud Amamona is Chashud Amia Shavuotah. Where it says, Bo Amrina, Miko the Chashud Amamona, Chashud Shavuotah. Exactly, that principle doesn't exist. Just because you're chashid amamon doesn't mean you're automatically chashid ashvu'ah. So this is a principle we discussed in other places, right? What? That Rashi pointed out over here. The chamir hu the inche isra shvu'ah mi isra gzeila. People take much more seriously shvu'ah than gzeila. Right? That's the cases that we had in Nidarim. The robbers come in, the thieves come in there, right? And they're about to steal it. And he takes the shvu'ah, it belongs to Hekseh. He takes the shvu'ah, it belongs to the melech. All of a sudden, they walk away. What type of a business is this? So again, the idea that Ben Adam Chaviro, no problem, they'll take everything that's there. Right? Shwa, or Yepugea, Bukodesh Baruch Hu, right? Or Kekdesh, they're ready to walk away. But you see that's the mentality of people, that people act in that direction, and same thing over here. Even though Chashid HaMamon, that person won't take the risk, he won't take a he won't take a shvat sheker in order to substantiate his stealing. All right. Now, Tosfos acts over here. If that's the case, then why is the gazlan pasul the shvat? Why is the gazlan ever pasul the shvat? If we have this concept that just because you're chashur al mamona doesn't make you chashur al shvata, then why can't a gazlan take a shvat? That's what I'm
saying.
Right. So, but doesn't sound like right. Tosfos says near the hainu time mishum the shvat chamura. So then he says, what about it? Right, he says, He says that the Idus is Pasul Midoraisa because Alta Shet Rasha is Kamat. So you're not allowed there, you can't make a Rasha an Eid. So he's Pasul Midora to be an Eid. But being Pasul Midora is only a Din Rabbanan. It's basically, Tosin says, because of this principle, that one who's Chashud Amamona is not Chashud Al Shvuata, that the Gazlan should be able to take a Shvua here, Mina Torah. And the fact that we make him a Chashud Al Shvuah is only a Din to Rabbanan. It's amazing. Tosfos gives another answer, which is like what Shaul suggests over here. Yesh Mefarshim, B'Shem Rav Yehuda Chassid, Da'a Chashud Amamona Chashud Al Shvuah Mishum Deshema Agidei Shvuah Yiproch Mina Gezel. Because the whole point of the Shvuah is to prevent this guy from acting on his Gezel. Aval Gazlan, Vadai, Kamosha Mamon, Eno Korei Shvuah, Yehuda Bishvuah. Once he's confirmed that the Gazlan, right, the whole point of the Shvuah is to dissuade him from taking and being Gozel. He was already a Gazlan, he was ready to steal. So the Shvuah is not going to stop him. Right, although it does go against somewhat what we're saying over here, although it doesn't seem to bifurcate or switch between a preemptive Shvuah, which is trying to stop someone from stealing, that we say is more chamur to them. But once it's stolen already, then they're more likely to lie in the Shvuah.
It's like in the first good. Once you
get more
you're more likely to
do it. Alright, Gemara says, right, if you don't say this, I don't know what you're saying. Right, if you don't say that, a Choshud Al Mamona can take a Shvuah, then how does the Moda Mikzat ever take a Shvuah? Name Amigo the Choshud Al Mamona, Choshud Al Shvuah. Right, sure, he agrees to the first step, but he is not, he's Choshud, the reason we're forcing him to take a Shvuah is we're Choshud him for the Kofar part of it. The Kfirah part of it, we're Choshud him. If we're Choshud him to steal the Kfirah, how does he show up and take a Shvuah?
Yeah.
Right, says, no, over there, we don't have a problem. Why? Because it's not Tom, Ishtimute Kamishtam, it's like Kid the Rabbah. Over there, the reason he's not really a good plan, he's not really Choshud on Bamona, he really wants to pay it back. He can't get it, he doesn't need time. Right, he's buying time. So he's buying time, there we don't classify him as a Choshud al Mamona. He's really trying to do the right thing, he just can't get there right now. Therefore, he's not going to be a Choshud al Shvuah. Teda, I'll tell you, I'll show you that's true. Damar Avida Ba'avin, Amar Avkitsa, Kofar bin Milveh, Kasher. They do it, right? We just had this before. When someone who denies the Milveh, it's Kasher they do it, because we don't believe that he's really a Gazman. We believe that he's trying to buy time in order to pay the loan back. But Pikadon, Pasul they do. If someone does a, if someone is denies a Pikadon, that's standing here. What type of reason does he have to wait for it? There's nothing to wait for over here. He's got to hand it back. He's got to just give it back to him. He's still, if he's saying no, then he's a thief. And therefore we're not going to believe him anymore. Where it says, Ayala Hada Tani Rami Barkama Arba Shomrim Shechim Tzvirah Mikzad Oda Mikzad. Whoops. Now we have, right, Rabbi Chamo, right, Rami Barkama, who says that you need Oda Mikzad by Shomrim. That's the case of Pikadon. That's the case of Oda Mikzad. They should be Choshed Al Mamon. If they're Choshed Al Mamon, then they should be Choshed Al HaShvuah. So over there we see you have a Oda Mikzad, and we still impose a Shvuah on them. Shemachina Mashon Tzvirah Tzvirah. Nega Migo the Choshed Al Mamon and Choshed Al Shvuah. How could you ever get to a Shvuah according to Rami Bar Kama? They're Choshed Al Modeh Mikzat by Pikadon, right? But they are Choshed Al Mamona when it comes to Pikadon, and therefore they shouldn't be able to take a Shvuah. So it says, Azanam Ishtemute Kamishtamet. Says that also, they're being Mishtamet. The Sover Mishkachas Lagana of the Tafinanle, Inami Mishkachale Beagam Umatinanle. Also there, they're also buying time. Why? They're different claims of a Pikadon. A Pikadon, if you're Patur from Pikadon, there are different types of claims. One claim is Gneva. By Hashem Mechinam. One claim is Aveda, by Hashem Mechinam. The cases of Gneva Aveda, he does not have the object with him. So truly, he would be putter if he makes the claim. But he really wants to return the item. He wants to be responsible and return the item to the owner. So what does he do? He denies the whole thing so he can go and find it so he can bring it back to the owner. So he is buying himself time in order not to have to say or be putter himself through Gneva and Aveda.
Or it could be by Hashem Asachar, who's claiming Gneva Aveda in a case which he would be Chayav. So he wants to go find the item so that he doesn't have to actually pay the capital today. So in either case, we're seeing the shomer use the excuse or deny what took place in order to buy himself time, so either that he doesn't have the unpleasant fact of having to tell the person that he lost it and he wants to try to bring it back by a shomer chinam, or by a shomer sachar, where he claims he's going to have an he's going to be chayav to pay it, so he can't, he doesn't have the money right now, can't return it right now, so he's got to go and buy himself some time so that he can actually find the object and not have to pay the money today.
Why don't we just say, give me a few days to get him from the
office? Because I have the bank.
All right, the guy wants it back right now. He wants it now.
What's the Shavua Shavua?
All right, no, these aren't Shavua. We're forcing the Shavua to force him to admit. If he takes the Shavua Shavua, it's Pasul the government. The problem here is he chashud on the mamon, so we think he's stealing. Right? If he does a denial and he's really stole, then he's really chashud on the mamon. Over here, he's taking a shvuah. We're trying to force him not to lie here because he's going to take. If he actually takes the shvuah, then he's in trouble because then he took a shvuah shot. Then he's not that much fierce. Forget it. He's out of the picture, right? Where it says, "Yochi akofer bikadon amai pasul eidut." So where is the case now where a kofer bikadon is going to end up being pasul eidut? If you say by milvei mishtemu shtemute, and also by bikadon ishtemat ishtemute, where's the case where he's pasul eidut? Name ishtemute gam ishtamet. So he says, every time until I find it, and then I'll bring it back. You know, I'll look around, and I'll find it, and bring it back. Right, that the only time you can make the claim when the Evaitim show up, and they say, buddy, the Pikadon was right there in your hand. So then, in that case, he's definitely Pasul Eidut. Now he's Pasul Eidut going forward. Why? Because he's definitely a Ganav, he's a thief. We know he's not buying time. It was sitting in his house. The only thing I can say is buying time is when he really lost it, or it was stolen from his house. But if we find it in his house at the time that he makes the claim, he's not ishtemute ishtemate. What is he trying to give buy time for? There, he can give it back. Or the other then is he's walking around with it, right? If he's walking around with it, then he's not buying time, because now he's using it for himself, he has it, right? And right, then there's no question that he's not trying to buy time. Right? Eloha damravuna majvino to shvash eno bishuto. Right, that he takes the shvuah that it's not in his possession. Name amigo the chashda mamona chashda shvuata. What's the chashash here? The chashash when he takes the shvuah she ain't a birshuto. The chashash is that it is birshuto. That chashash of mamona is definitely not a chashash of ishtemute ishtemate, right? Because it's clear that we're forcing him to take a shvuah because we think it's in his possession. That chashash is a chashash of theft. Then why can we make a shvuah? Gemara says, "Hatanami more v'amar d'mekayi v'inalei." Over there, he's more hesitant to himself. He says, "I'm really not stealing. I'm going to pay him for it." He says, "Yeah, you know what? It was stolen, but I'm going to pay him the money for it. I'm going to pay him for it. I'm not going to take the shvuah. Pay him the money for it." So he's more hesitant to himself because that's not considered gneiva. That's not considered gzeila, and therefore he's not chashud al mamon. Right. So the chashud al mamon is only when I say, right, only when the guy is a clear-cut ganav do we say that he's chashud al mamona. When it's Chosh Amona, then we worried about him taking a Shavu'ah. And then the Gemara comes along and says, well, we don't. There is no concept. We don't say that.
Even if we see that it's
white,
if we have
18
inches,
that's an entire
possession, he knows about it. Maybe also they do it on Mora, that they want to pay money.
There's, in the case of Enum Shuto, but it was because I want to pay, and we're afraid that he wants the item and he's paying
right.
for it to keep it.
So he's more
right. Right, so he's more ahead to the take Shavu'ah.
Right, now, he's more ahead that he's blind, that he doesn't know any money, and he can pay him on the side.
You're right. That's the question, but even if he pays money, it's a chamsan. Chamsan is a gazman. In that, what does it solve the problem that he pays money for it? It's still chomes. Chomes is a gazman, so what does that help you for over here? He says, the chamsan again is only pasul to eidut, mid the rabbanan. If it's only pasul to eidut, rabbanan, then we can't impose it to the shvuah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way. There's an Easter. There may be an Easter. Hamas is an Easter d'oraita. Question
it's
is
so
there.
prevalent.
Easter, Hamas is an Easter d'oraita. That's Gozel. That's just like Gozel. It's like Easter d'oraita. The question is, once these chashuas, when we are choshesh somebody for that, then we lose his ne'amanos for Shavuot. Or does he lose his ne'amanos for Eidus? If he's chomeis, can he be an Eid afterwards? Right? So that's what Mark says. The fact that he can't be an Eid afterwards is only a din d'rabbanan. But the fact that we're not pushing in the Shavuah is because Chamsan has some sort of justification in his head that he won't. What we're trying to find is that even though somebody is violating an Isur, Minat Torah, nevertheless, he won't take a Shavuah check-in.
That's what we're trying to come up with. We're trying to have cases here where a guy's not willing to violate it, and now let's go. So he says what? What does he say over here? We have to come up with cases where they can justify the Isidoreisa so that he still won't take a Shavuot Sheker. Otherwise, on the other hand, what would you say? Otherwise, you'd say is that if he's already willing to do a Doraisa and violate that, why won't he take a Shavuot Sheker? The truth is, he would. That's what one of the answers he's on Tosfos, that they know Panami. Once a guy is willing to be violate the Doraisa and be openly violate the Doraisa, then we're not going to let him take a Shavuot because he's going to take a Shavuot Sheker also. The answer is that we try to come up with cases where even though he's violating the Doraisa, that he could justify his position in being violating the Doraisa, that won't force him to take a Shavuot Sheker, and he will refrain from taking a Shavuot Sheker. So that's what all the Gemara is after over here. All these cases where I'm going to come up where they can, even though he's violating the Isor, he still won't take a Shavuot Sheker. Now, last thing. Here on the way, Ravacha Midifti, the Ravina, Vahagavar La, Sabotakmos. Forget about those Higzol over here. What about those Akmos? Right, he's violating the Isor of Lotakmos. He has someone else's possessions, and he's trying to withhold them, he's trying to keep them. Right, why isn't that a violation here? Shainu Bishuto, he says, listen, I'm paying money for it. So he justifies his position by the Doraisa. But he's violating another Doraisa, not just both Higzol, Lotakmos. He wants to, he's coveting somebody else's property. That's why he's keeping it over here. Unbelievable statement in the Gemara. Yeah. The people, in their mind, they think of Lotachmo only being a violation if you don't pay for it. If you pay for it, then I'm not in violation of Lotachmo. But right, that's it. That when people in their think, what when the people in their mind, what do they think? They think Lotachmo is only
follow through,
but it does it, I get it in an illicit manner, or somehow take it in an illicit manner. Right here it says, well, if I pay for it, that's not considered lo tachmos. And that's not lo tachmos. So that comes to, happens to be a machloket harishonim. I'll just mention it briefly, but there's a machloket harishonim, whether you can violate lo tachmos, right, even without taking it via dain. Can you violate lo tachmos? Can the machshova of lo tachmos, can you violate it without actually executing or acting on it? Right, that's the machloket harishonim mefarshei ha-Torah, whether you can violate lo tachmos even without taking it, or only when you're b'metzeya. Only if you act on that lack of mode can you be chayat. Now here the Gemara seems to be indicating that it means to be that you have to take action, or at least the case is that he's taking action. But even in that case, when lo tachmo, people, when they think about lo tachmo and taking action to steal it, they only think that I violate lo tachmo if I act on it and I don't pay for it. But if I act on it and I pay for it, I'm not in violation of lo tachmo. The implication for this Gemara is that even if I pay for it, right, even if I pay for it and I take it, I'm still in violation of lo tachmos. And that's correct.